of God be with you all.
今天下午一起来学习不妥协的信仰。
This afternoon I would like to learn with each other the topic of uncompromising faith.
什么叫妥协呢？
What does it mean to compromise?
妥协就是一种让步。
Compromise meaning the means to give way.
有时候我们活在世上很难说什么事情都按照我们自己的想法。
Living in this world, usually it'simpossible that everything will go our way.
因为别人也有别人的想法。
Because other people have their own opinions.
你自己对某件事情有一个要求。
That you have certain requirement of for certain matter.
同样呢，别人也有别人的要求。
Similarly, other people also have their own requirements.
尤其是在社会上、工作上或者商业上所谓的谈判。
Especially in the society, in our workplace, in the business world, there is this term called negotiation.
你要跟你老板要求
that you need to negotiate with your boss.
有关于你的福利
you need to negotiate for your own benefits.
跟客人谈生意
when you talk about business with your customer,
没有可能说只按照你的要求通通能够达成。
It is not possible that everything will go according to your own asking.
通常到最后就是大家各让一步。
Usually at the end, somebody has to give.
大家都有点妥协。
Everyone has to make some kind of compromise.
那到最后呢，就成交了。
Then at the end, the deal will be closed.
这个叫妥协。
This is what it means to compromise.
但是在世上的事情，我们有时候要需要妥协。
Yes, the matter of this world, sometimes we need to be able to compromise.
但是我们做人有一些原则呢，是不应该妥协的。
But we have certain principles of life.That we should never compromise.
有一些东西你可以让步，别人会说你很大方，不计较。
Some things you can take a step back and allow others to go through, and people will think that you are very generous and you are a very good person.
但是如果你在什么事情上面都可以让步
，But if you can give way in anything,
你就是一个没有原则的人。
Then you are a person without any principles.
也不会得到别人的尊重
，and you will not be respected by others.
在信仰上。
In terms of our faith,
是我们人生最重要的一个追求。
This is the most important pursuit of our life.
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us,
人生事情很多都会过去。
The things of this world will pass.
不需要那么坚持。
So we don't need to be so stubborn.
但是信仰是跟我们灵命、跟我们得救有关系。
But our faith is related to our salvation, our spiritual life.
所以信仰上那么重要，就不能妥协了。
Therefore, since faith is so important.We cannot compromise.
因为如果妥协的话
Because if we compromise,
就会放弃自己很多属灵的恩典
Then we would give up a lot of the spiritual blessings.
但是魔鬼啊，阻挡我们进天国的一个方法，不一定是逼迫
And today, one of the ways by which Satan persecute us and prevent us from entering into heaven is not necessary through persecution.
他知道有时候越逼迫信徒啊，他的信心就越坚定。
Because it knows that the more it persecutes the members, the more firm the members' faith will become.
苦难呢，只会把人呢逼到神的面前。
Persecution and tribulations would only bring people closer to God.
所以他有时候都不太想用这种苦难的方法。
So sometimes it doesn't use this kind of method.
他发觉啊，有一个方法更好用。
He may use another way that is even better.
就让神的儿女啊，在世上一步一步的在信仰上妥协。
That is to cause the children of God to little bit by bit start to compromise in their faith.
到最后了，就变成一个没有属灵原则的人。
And at the end, it would become people who have no spiritual principles.
这种基督徒有信跟没信，其实只是挂一个名而已。
And this kind of Christian, they are only Christian by name.
魔鬼就得到他的诡计，得到 成就了。
But they have actually fallen into the traps of Satan.
我们看以色列百姓出埃及。
When we look at the Israelites, when they departed from Egypt,
是神的旨意。
It was God's will.
因为以色列百姓呢，在埃及已经待了差不多450年。
Because at that time, the Israelites were already in Egypt for over 450 years.
本来雅各的12个儿子，通通搬到埃及。
Originally, Jacob and his 12 sons, they all moved to Egypt.
一开始大概只有70多人。
In the beginning, they only had about 70 people.
但是经过了450年。
But after 450 years,
他们已经成长成为几百万的人数。
They have already grown to over millions of people.
然后法老王呢，他们就开始害怕了。
So King Pharaoh was afraid.
这些人如果起来作反的话怎么办？
If these people rise up against us, what will we do?
就让他们做苦工。
So he enslaved them.
以色列百姓就哀求神。
And the Israelites cried out to God.
神就差遣摩西去把他们带出来。
So God sent Moses to lead them out.
那神给摩西呢，只有一个吩咐。
And God only gave Moses one instruction.
我们看出埃及记的第五章。
Let's refer to Exodus chapter 5.
第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
这是摩西从神那边领受的使命。
This is the mission Moses received from God.
出埃及记五章一节。
Exodus chapter 5, verse 1.
后来摩西亚伦去对法老说，耶和华以色列的神这样说，容我的百姓去，在旷野向我守节。
Afterwards, Moses and Aaron went in to, and told Pharaoh, Thus says the Lord of God of Israel, Let my people go that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness.
这个就是神告诉摩西的话。
This is what God told Moses.
摩西就把他告诉法老。
So Moses relayed the message to Pharaoh.
这个命令很简单。
This is a very simple command.
但是有三个原则。
But there are three principles.
第一
，First，
就是我的百姓。
It is my people.
有关于神的百姓。
This is about God's people.
就是关于人。
This is about men.
第二个原则
，The second principle.
他们要出去到旷野。
They have to go into the wilderness.
不能在埃及。
Not in Egypt.
一定要去到旷野。
It has to be in the wilderness.
这个就是地点。
This is about the location.
第三个原则
,30,
就是要去守节
,is to hold a feast,
就是去拜神
,that is to worship God.
去旷野不是去移民去玩
,to go into the wilderness is not just to immigrate or to visit the wilderness.
也不是只是为了要一个更舒服的生活
,or it's not to go there for a more comfortable life.
去旷野就是要拜神。
Go to the wilderness to worship God.
所以这是神给摩西的工作。
So this was the task God gave Moses.
也就有三个原则。
Three principles.
人、地、事都定得很清楚。
About human beings, about the location, about what they were about to do.
就是百姓要去旷野守节。
So the people had to go into the wilderness to hold a feast.
那摩西这样告诉法老。
So Moses told Pharaoh.
法老怎么回答呢
？But what did Pharaoh say?
五章第二节。
Chapter 5, verse 2.
法老说：“神是谁啊？使我听他的话，容以色列人去呢？我不认识耶和华，也不容以色列人去。”
And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey His voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go."
法老很清楚。
Pharaoh was very clear.
的回答。
His answer was very clear.
不可能。
It's impossible.
因为他根本不相信神。
Because he did not believe in God.
因为早上我们讲过了，在埃及的文明里面，法老自己就是神啊。
This morning we have already mentioned that in the Egyptian civilization, Pharaoh was the representation of God.
他是太阳神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
所以大家看到法老是要拜的。
So when people saw Pharaoh, they had to worship him.
他是活着的神明。
He is the God living on earth.
这里告诉我有另外一个神要我放这几百个奴隶出去不用工作。
And now you are telling me that another God wants to let, wants millions of my people to go out and not work for me.
所以绝对不可以。
That is not possible.
这个就是魔鬼的第一个伎俩。
So this is the first scheme of Satan.
就是有时候你要在信仰上踏出一步。
That sometimes when you want to take a first step in your faith,
你要去信神。
When you want to believe in God,
魔鬼会给你一些阻挡。
The devil will put some obstacles before you.
说不可以。
Do not allow you to go through.
当然他不会直接的出现在你面前。
Of course, he will not just appear in front of you directly.
有时候呢是透过你的家人告诉你。
Sometimes it is through your family.
透过你的配偶告诉你。
Sometimes through your spouse.
透过你的父母告诉你。
Sometimes through your parents.
你不可以去信耶稣。
You should not believe in Jesus.
平常跟你的关系都本来是很好的。
Originally, they may have very good relationship with you.
然后一谈到信耶稣，就好像要翻脸。
But when you talk about believing in the Lord Jesus, they are not happy about it.
好像觉得你很不孝。
They may feel that you don't honor the parents.
好像觉得你违背了他们的心意。
They may make you feel that you are going against their will.
这种就是第一个直接的对抗。
So this is the first kind of direct obstacles.
如果一个人想要信主。
If a person wants to believe in the Lord Jesus,
或者是信仰上想要更进一步的话,
or if a person wants to take one more step further in his faith,
我们心里要有一个准备,
that in our heart we have to have, we have to prepare.
有可能在你身边会出现一些反对,
it is possible that in, around us there will be some obstacles.
而且这些反对有可能是从你身边很亲的人出现的,
and these oppositions may come from, people who are very close to us.
我们看马太福音。
Let's refer to the book of Matthew.
马太福音的第十章。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10.
马太福音的第十章。
Matthew, chapter 10.
第三十四节。
Verse 34.
马太福音十章三十四节。
Matthew, chapter 10, verse 34.
你们不要想我来是要叫地上太平。我来并不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵。三十五节。
35.
因为我来是叫人与父亲生疏，女儿与父亲与母亲生疏，媳妇与婆婆生疏。三十六。
36.
人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。为什么信了主之后会突然间多了很多仇敌呢？
Why is it that after we believe in the Lord Jesus, our enemies may increase?
这个跟基督徒本身没有关系。
This has nothing to do with being a Christian.
因为基督徒很爱和平。
Because Christians love peace.
神的教导也是叫我们孝顺父母。
And the teachings of God is to teach us to honor our parents.
但是有时候家里没有信神的人，他会很反对。
However, sometimes our family members who are not yet believers, they would oppose to, to this idea.
突然间对你很不谅解。
They would all of a sudden become very misunderstanding of you.
给你很多的压力。
They would give you a lot of pressure.
他希望你因为这种人情的压力而改变。
Because they want you to, they want to pressure you so that you can change.
那到时候你要怎么做呢？
So what would you do?
如果你妥协了，
if you compromise,
哇，法老不给我出去，我就不出去了。
If my father does not allow me to go out, I will not go.
哦，家里的父母不给我信了，那我还是不要信了。
If my parents,
我不要让他们伤心了。
If my parents are not happy with me believing Jesus, maybe I should not believe in Jesus so that I don't disappoint them.
这样听起来好像很孝顺，好像很。很有爱心。
On the surface, it sounds like this kind of statement is very respectful of others. It's very loving.
其实我们知道，这种反对的背后是魔鬼要阻挡你信主。
But we have to know that this kind of opposition, behind it is the force of the devil.
就好像法老不给他们出埃及。
Just like Pharaoh did not allow them to depart Egypt.
出不了埃及，永远在当奴仆。
If they could not leave Egypt, they would be slaves forever.
所以这个时候，你到底有没有原则？
So at this moment, do you have a principle?
你要坚持。
You have to be firm.
好，有一个弟兄。
There was a brother.
他来慕道。
He came to seek the truth.
他道理听了很多。
And he listened to many sermons.
得了神很多的恩典。
He received many blessings.
他很想去受洗。
He really wanted to be baptized.
他知道父亲很反对。
But his father was really against it.
他说你去信了耶稣。
The father told him that if you go believe in Jesus,
以后我死了没人拜我。
Now when I'm dead, nobody will worship me.
以后我吃什么啊？
What will I eat?
没有人烧香给我。
Nobody will burn incense to me.
这样我什么都没有。
I will have nothing.
我帮你养那么大。
I have support you to this day.
你跑去信耶稣。
And then now you say you're going to believe in Jesus.
大大不孝。
That is great dishonor for your parents.
那心里就很挣扎。
So he had a great struggle inside.
想说如果我跑去信耶稣，让我父亲那么伤心。
So he thought to himself that if I go believe in Jesus, that will make my father so sad.
让我也很难过。
I would also not feel very good.
所以他心里就想。
So he thought to himself,
不然我等我爸爸死了之后我才来信。
Maybe I should wait until my father passes away, then I will believe in Jesus.
这样起码他不会那么伤心。
At least at that time, he will not be so sad.
那教会的工人就问他。
So the workers in church asked him,
为什么听了道理那么久不信主呢？
Why is it that you have listened, heard, you have come to our church for so long, but you don't want to believe?
他才告诉圣职人员啊这些原因。
So he told his reason to the ministers.
圣职人员就告诉他。
So the ministers told him,
你这样想好像很孝顺。
When you think that like this, it appears that you have been very honor, respectful of your parents.
其实是大大不孝顺。
But in actual fact, It is great dishonor to your parents. Why?
你为什么要信主耶稣?
Why do you want to believe in Jesus?
是因为你希望你可以得救。
It is because you want to yourself to be saved.
你可以灵魂得救啊。
That your soul can be saved.
那你现在看到你爸爸阻止你来信。
So now you see that your father is against the idea of you coming to believe.
那如果你就这样子就不就暂时不信了。
So if for this reason, then you temporarily put aside this intention.
你眼光光了，等他老了，等他死了，都没有机会接受救恩。
That you only wait until he gets old and he passes away, then there's no chance for him to be saved.
因为你也不敢去传给他。
And because you would not dare to preach to him.
这样你眼光光了，看他没有机会接受这个救恩了。
So you are only watching him slowly losing his chance to receive salvation.
这样很孝顺吗？
Is this true honor?
这样一讲，他就明白了。
So when he heard this, he understood.
他知道说我要先信主。
He knew that I have to first believe in the Lord Jesus.
爸爸现在还不明白。
My father still cannot understand.
因为他还没有得救。
Because he has yet to be saved.
以后他有一天会明白的。
But one day he will understand.
所以我要先信。
So I will believe first.
坚持我的信仰。
I will insist on my faith.
然后告让我信了主之后有一种表现。
So, and after I believe in the Lord, I will have a different actions to show him.
因为我爸爸发现了，哇，我儿子信耶稣变得更好。
So that my father can see that after his son has believed in Jesus, he become better.
更孝顺。
That he is more respectful of the parents.
这样爸爸有一天就会改变。
Then one day he will change.
他真的是这样做。
And this is what he did.
他常常为他爸爸祷告。
And he often pray for his father.
主耶稣很奇妙的恩典。
And the grace of God was truly amazing.
让他爸爸后来也来慕道。
Later on, his father also came to seek the truth.
也享受了主耶稣的救恩了。
And also, he was also able to receive the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
所以人的仇敌有时候就是家里的人。
So sometimes our enemies are the ones in our family.
但是我们要为了他们的灵魂。
But for the sake of their soul,
还有自己的灵命,
as well as for our spiritual life,
我们要坚持信仰的原则,
we have to insist on the principles of our faith.
啊, 这个是非常的重要。
This is very important.
好, 那我们来, 再来看出埃及记的第八章。
Let's refer back to Exodus chapter
8. 啊, 那法老看到他们坚持一定要出去啊。
When Pharaoh saw that they insisted on going out,
啊, 神要用灾殃来刑罚埃及。
And God used disasters to punish Egypt.
那么法老啊，就做出一些让步啊。
So Pharaoh started to compromise a little bit.
也提出一个方案。
So he put forward this proposal.
我们看第八章的二十五节。
Chapter 8, verse 25.
八章的二十五节。
Chapter 8, verse 25.
法老召了摩西、亚伦来说：“你们去。”在这地祭祀你们的神吧。
Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, Go sacrifice to your God in this land.
这个时候啊，埃及已经被这个神的灾殃啊，弄到河水又变血，又到处都是青蛙，然后到处都是这个昆虫啊，苍蝇啊，已经搞到鸡犬不宁了。
At this point, God has already sent the plague of water becoming blood, the plague of frogs and lice to the land of Egypt.
好，那法老就说了，好了，你们去。
So Pharaoh started to compromise and said that, okay, you can go.
但是呢，他说在这个地方祭祀你们的神。
But worship God in this land.
听起来好像哇，法老大开恩了，就终于让他们去拜神了。
It sounds like Pharaoh is being special. Having special grace towards them that he allows them to worship God.
对不对？一人退一步嘛。
Everybody should take a step back.
你要拜神可以，就不要走那么远，就在这个地方，在埃及地拜就好了。
It is okay for you to worship God, but don't go too far. Don't stay in Egypt.
这个听起来好像是一线曙光，一个出路啊。
On the surface, it sounds like this is a glimmer of light.
但其实呢，不是。
But it's not.
其实是一个试探。
In fact, this is a temptation.
摩西跟他讲了，回答很清楚。
Moses' reply was very clear.
我们看二十六节
，verse 26。
摩西说啊，这样行本不相宜，因为我们把埃及人所厌恶的祭祀，耶和华我们的神，若把埃及人所厌恶的在他们面前献祭，他们岂不拿石头打死我们吗
？And Moses said, "It is not right to do so, for we would be sacrificing the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. If we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, then will they not stone us?"
这里摩西说不可以在这地拜神。
Moses said that we cannot worship God here.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为埃及人拜神跟希伯来人拜神 但那个行为那些方法用的机制不一样。
Because the way the Egyptians worship their God is different, their practice is different from the way the Hebrews worship their God.
如果我们在这里拜神，
if we worship God here,
你们看到我们这样拜。
And they will see how we worship God.
觉得很生气。
They will be angry about it.
不是拿石头打死我们吗？
And they would want to stone us.
我们知道埃及人啊，他们就是把女巫王看成神的时候。
We know that some of the Egyptians, they treat their calf as God.
那以色列百姓要献祭，肯定要献牛。
But however, for Israelites to give sacrifice, they have to sacrifice cows.
肯定就有冲突了。
And so that it would be a great conflict.
所以啊，摩西说不行。
So Moses said no.
要拜神，一定要出去，一定要去到旷野。
If you want to worship God, if we want to worship God, we have to go out into the wilderness.
不可以在这个地方。
We cannot do it here.
但这个它代表什么？
So what does this represent?
我们知道在圣经里面，埃及就是预表罪恶的世界。
We know that in the Bible, Egypt represents the sinful world.
虽然文明很高，
even though it was very civilized,
社会很发达，
everything was very advanced.
但是埃及人呢，道德是败坏的。
But the Egyptians, they have very corrupt morals.
他们也拜很多偶像。
They worshipped idols.
所以在埃及地侍奉神不是一个长远的方法。
So worshiping God in Egypt was not a long-term solution.
不是在神里面救援的计划。
It is not part of God's salvation plan.
神告诉以色列百姓，
God told the Israelites,
一定要离开埃及。
You have to leave Egypt.
这是你的信仰生活，一定要跟埃及人不一样。
That is your faith, has to be different from the Egyptians.
我们看以赛亚书。
Let's refer to the book of Isaiah.
52章。
Isaiah chapter 52,
十一节
verse 11.
以赛亚书五十二章十一节。
Isaiah 52 verse 11.
五十二章十一节。
Isaiah 52 verse 11.
你们离开吧，离开吧，从巴比伦出来，不要沾不洁净的物，要从其中出来。你们恐台耶和华器皿的人，勿要自洁。
Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her, be clean.You who bear the vessels of the Lord.
这里说神说你们要离开巴比伦。
Here God says that you have to depart from Babylon.
巴比伦也是预表罪恶的世界。
Babylon also represents the sinful world.
你人是活在世上没有错。
Yes, you are living in this world.
但是你的行为不可以跟世界一样。
But your behavior cannot be the same as the people of the world.
但是有时候啊，恶者那个撒旦呢，就会让这样让我们妥协。
But sometimes the evil one, the devil, wants us to compromise in this area.
他说你信主没有关系啊。
It is okay that you believe in the Lord Jesus.
一个礼拜去一次教会。
That you just go to church once a week.
顶多也是只一个小时。
It's only a couple hours.
但是你回到世界的时候。
But after you return back to the world.
我要你跟你的同伴一样。
I want you to be the same as your friends.
他们做什么，你做什么。
Whatever they do, you do.
他们的观念，你跟他一样。
Your thinking should be the same as your friends.
他们听什么音乐，你听什么音乐。
Whatever music they listen to, you can also listen to.
他们看什么东西，你看什么东西。
Whatever they watch, you should watch.
他们有什么的休闲，你用什么的休闲。
Whatever kind of entertainment they have, you should have the same thing.
朋友在学校喝酒跳舞，你也喝酒跳舞。
Your friends are drinks.Dance in school, you should do the same thing.
但是安息日你还是挂一个名说我是基督徒。
But on Sabbath day, you can put on your name tag and say that you are a Christian.
这个是撒旦的一个提议。
This is a proposal from Satan.
你拜神，你不要离开埃及。
Worship God, but don't leave Egypt.
但是神说不行。
But God said no.
你一定要完全离开埃及。
You have to completely leave Egypt.
你要换一个环境。
You have to change your environment.
因为环境会让你有新的生命。
Because the environment.Will allow you to have new life.
所以我们今天信了主。
So today when we believe in the Lord,
洗完礼之后回到世界。
After we are baptized, we return back to the world.
我们有世界的朋友。
We have our worldly friends.
如果当他们叫你做一些事情，
and when they tell you to do certain things,
你会不会妥协？
Will you compromise?
有一个弟兄，
there was a brother.
他在公司里面上班。
He worked in a company.
那公司的大老板呢，要过世了。
And in his company, the CEO of the company passed away.
应该是创办人啊，可以说。
Or the founder of the company passed away.
这在亚洲发生的事情。
This happened in Asia.
因为是一个私人的公司。
Because it was a private company.
公司的创办人过世，当然就是非常重要的事情。
So when the owner of the company passed away, it was a big deal.
也是中国人的社会。
Especially in the Chinese culture.
都会做丧事，然后呢，都会有上香啊，一些动作，一起去。 为老板来送终。
They will have a very big funeral and they will ask people to burn incense to the one who passed so that to show their respect.
因为是中国人社会了，这样做是非常正常。
Because this happened in the Chinese society, so doing such thing is very normal.
所以他们收到通知了，明天就要去那个丧礼啊。
So they received the notice to attend the funeral service.
到时候公司所有的高层都会在。
At that time, all the senior management of the company would be present. And all the co-workers would be there.
按照中国人的风俗。
So according to the tradition of the Chinese people,
去那边肯定是大家都会向遗体三鞠躬。
That when they go to this kind of funeral service, they would bow to the remain of the person.
那可能呢，有些人还要做祭拜的动作。
Some people may even worship.
哇，这个弟兄那个晚上很挣扎。
But for this brother, he was the night before he was struggling.
全公司里面没有几个基督徒。
Because in the whole company there were not many Christians.
还有大家为了饭碗。
And also people for the sake of keeping the job.
肯定是会这样子做。
People would do anything.
但是如果当时我不这样做。
But if I don't do it.
在几百人面前。
In front of hundreds of people.
在所有的高层面前。
In front of all these senior management.
我好像不尊重这个创办人。
It will appear to be that I do not respect the owner of the company.
哎呀，这肯定啊，对我以后的前途非常不好。
And it will have bad influence, bad impact to our future, to my future.
但是他后来要想一想。
But then he thought about it.
我既然信了主。
Since I believe in the Lord Jesus.
除了神之外，我们就不拜任何的人。
Other than God, I would not worship anyone else.
更何况是死了的人。
Not to mention it's a dead man.
我怎么可以去拜他呢？
How can I worship him?
怎么可以为了我的前途去拜一个已经死的人呢？
How can I worship a dead person just for the sake of my future?
他那个晚上很挣扎。
So that night he was struggling.
一直在祷告。
He prayed to God.
这个祷告当中神感动他。
And in his prayer, God moved him.
很清楚。
He was very clear.
有四个字，不能妥协。
There was four Chinese words appear to him that you should not compromise.
不能为了饭碗而拜一个死了的人。
That you should not worship a dead person just for the sake of keeping your job.
隔天他就去参加这个丧礼。
So the next day he went to attend the funeral service.
他就告诉他的上司。
So he told his boss.
对不起，我是个基督徒。
Sorry, I'm a Christian.
我有我的原则。
I have my principles.
我很尊重我们的公司的创办人。
I truly respect the founder of our company.
但是我到时候只会用心里默祷来代替我的忧伤，表达我的哀伤。
But I can only pray in my heart show my respect.
我没有办法鞠躬。
I cannot bow.
我也没有办法吃祭拜过的这些食物。
I also cannot eat anything that has been sacrificed to idols.
那上司就说好，那明白。
So the boss said, okay, I understand.
哎，也没有想象中那么困难。
So it wasn't as bad as he thought.
当然，他心里面还是有点挣扎。
Of course, in his heart, it was still a little bit of struggle.
但是他知道神与他同在。
But he knew that God was with him.
他当天没有妥协。
That day he did not compromise.
结果也没有因为这样马上被辞退。
And as a result, he did not lose his job because of that.
在这个事情之后，神更祝福他。
And after this, God even blessed him even more.
之后很多次公司因为经济不好要裁员。
That later on, because of financial crisis, the company was laying off people.
每一次都差一点裁到他。
Every time it was very close that he would be laid off.
有一次这个信封已经给了他了。
One incident, he was already handed the pink letter.
准备打包了。
That he was packing up his things.
结果有更大的老板经过看到他说你为什么在打包。
But then a more senior manager passed through him and said to him that why are you packing your things?
他说哎，公司裁了我了。
He said that I had just been laid off.
这更大的老板就很惊讶。
So that senior manager was surprised.
怎么可以？
How can they do that?
你等一下，你不要打包。
Wait here, don't pack your things yet.
他就去跟他顶头的上司讲。
So he went to talk to his boss.
你裁哪一个人我不管，这个人是我的，这个人你不可以动。
You can lay off anybody but this guy.
他就这样子，本来是箱子打包了，结果还是工作还保住。
So originally he was ready to leave, but he actually kept his job.
在那个公司多做了20年。
He was able to work for his company for 20 more years.
神的带领啊。
So this is the guidance of God.
所以有时候你不要用自己的想法去啊，我来妥协啊，来讨老板的欢心，讨客人的欢心，讨其他人的欢心。
So sometimes we don't need to worry about I need to compromise and use my own ways to make people happy.
你要想一个问题。
You have to think about one thing.
你所做的有没有讨神的欢心？
what you are doing, is it pleasing to God?
如果神喜悦你,
if God is pleased with you,
没有人办法可以动到你,
no one can touch you.
如果神不喜悦你,
if God is not pleased with you,
全世界很爱你,
then even though the whole world loves you,
到最后还是没有用,
but at the end, it is useless.
所以啊, 我们信神, 不可以在埃及拜神。
So to believe in God, to worship God, we cannot worship in Egypt.
既然要信就好好信。
Since you want to believe, you have to believe itthe right way.
愿意改变你过去的生活。
You should be willing to change your old way of life.
过一个神喜欢的生活。
And to live a life that is pleasing to God.
不要做一个挂名的基督徒。
Don't just be a Christian by name only.
再来看出埃及记的第八节。
Let's refer to
第八章。
Exodus chapter 8.
第八章的二十七节。
Exodus chapter 8 verse 27.
八章二十七节。
Verse 27.
摩西就说，我们要往旷野去走三天的路程，照着耶和华我们神所吩咐的祭祀他。
We will go 3 days journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as he will command us.
那二十八节。
28.
法老就说，我容你们去在旷野祭祀耶和华你们的神，只是不要走得很远，求你们为我祈祷。
So Pharaoh said, I will let you go that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness, only you shall not go very far away. Intercede for me.
你看哦，你不让步，法老就让步了。
You don't compromise, Pharaoh start to compromise even more.
如果摩西亚伦他们让步，法老就不让步。
If Moses Aaron had given way, Pharaoh would not have given way.
摩西就说了，我们要去旷野。
So Moses said, we are going to the wilderness.
要走三天的路程。
We will walk 3 days journey.
但是法老要讲什么呢?
But what did Pharaoh say?
他说你们可以去了。
Okay, you can go.
你去旷野就旷野了。
Sure, you can go to the wilderness.
但是不要走得很远。
But don't go too far.
这也是法老的一个提议。
This is also another proposal from Pharaoh.
也是一个伎俩，一个诡计。
Again, a scheme from Pharaoh.
为什么不要走得很远?
Why not too far?
你不要走得很远，就代表我看到你啊。
Don't go too far means that I can still see you.
我随时也可以抓你回来。
I can bring you back anytime I want.
至少不要过红海嘛，对不对？
At least don't pass the Red Sea.
你过了红海，我抓你就麻烦了。
If you go beyond Red Sea, it would be very hard for me to bring you back.
这也是魔鬼的一个诡计。
This is also a scheme from the devil.
你信耶稣可以，最好不要洗礼。
Yes, you can believe in Jesus, but you don't need to be baptized.
你就去聚会嘛，但是不要洗礼。
Just go to church, don't be baptized.
因为魔鬼知道你一洗了礼了，过了红海了，你就属于主耶稣了。
Because the devil also knows that once you have been baptized, you have crossed the Red Sea, you belong to the Lord Jesus.
一天你不洗礼，你还是属于我的。
That today you have not yet been baptized, you still belong to me.
所以魔鬼最喜欢你来教会就好，就最好就不要洗礼。
So the devil wants you to just come to church and not to be baptized.
他希望你不要被主耶稣的宝血洁净过。
He doesn't want you to be cleansed by the blood of the Lord Jesus.
希望你虽然当一个老慕道者，
that he wants you to be a veteran true seeker.
在人看来你都是一样。
Because in other people's eyes, everything is the same.
但是灵里面你是不一样的。
But in spirit, you are different.
所以灵恩会快到了。
So our spiritual convocation is approaching.
如果慕道已经很久，
if you have been seeking the truth for a period of time,
你常会犹疑到底要不要洗礼。
Maybe you are wavering, deciding whether you should be baptized.
有两种声音呢。
There are two voices.
一种声音就是魔鬼的声音。
One voice is the voice of the devil.
他叫你不要走得很远。
He's telling you not to go too far.
最好就不要过红海。
Not to cross the Red Sea.
不要洗礼。
Not to be baptized.
另外一种声音就是神的声音。
But the other voice, is the voice of God.
要叫你去走旷野三天的路程。
That you should walk 3 days journey into the wilderness.
什么叫走三天的路程？
What does it mean 3 days journey?
三天可以走几十公里。
3 days you can walk more than a few kilometers.
More than 20-30 kilometers.
More than 20-30 kilometers.
肯定过了红海了。
It will be past the Red Sea.
肯定就没有退路了。
There will be no turning back.
信仰要一种决心。
So in our faith, we have to have a determination.
我们信了主一辈子就没有退路。
That once we believe in the Lord Jesus for our life, there will be no turning back.
想清楚才信。
You have to think about it, make a good, clear decision.
信之后就不要回头看。
And once you believe, don't look back.
要有决心要走到底。
You have to be determined to walk to the end.
不能，哎呀，三心两意。
You should not be wavering.
我们看雅各书。
Let's refer to the book of James.
雅各书。
James.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
一章的七节。
James chapter 1 verse 7。
雅各书第一章的七节。
James chapter 1 verse 7。
这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。第八节。心怀恶意的人在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
Verse 7. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
这也说 double-minded man, 心怀恶意。
He talks about double-minded man.
什么叫心怀恶意呢？
What does it mean to be a double-minded man?
在埃及又很想出来，觉得很辛苦。
That you are in Egypt, you feel you are suffering, you want to come out.
出了埃及了，又想念埃及的食物。
But once you come out of Egypt, you think about the food in Egypt.
现在走旷野路那么辛苦，又吃的没有那么好。
I'm walking in the wilderness, it's such a hard life, I don't eat well.
这个就是心怀恶意。
So this is what it means to be double-minded.
今天很多人都是心怀恶意。
Today many people are double-minded.
移民之前就想说，哎呀，去加拿大以后多好。
Before they immigrate, they would think that it is so good if I can immigrate to Canada.
来了加拿大又觉得，哎呀，还是在国内好。
But when they come to Canada, they would then think about it was good that when I was in my homeland.
来这边牺牲那么多。
I've sacrificed so much when I'm here.
所以在家乡也不开心，来这边也不开心。
So he would not be happy at home. He would also not be happy here.
这个叫心怀恶意。
This is what it means to be double-minded.
法老希望我们心怀恶意。
Pharaoh wants us to be double-minded.
他希望你信仰上不要追求。
Pharaoh wants you to not pursue in your faith.
他希望你做一个很自满的信徒。
He wants you to be a believer that is content.
不要走得那么远。
Don't go too far.
不要那么热心。
Don't be so zealous.
有机会就好了。
It is good that you go to church.
教会很复杂。
Church is complicated.
最好的来聚会，聚完会就赶快回家。
You just go to church and after service just come home.
不要参与那么多。
Don't get so involved.
有安息日聚会就好了。
That is good that you only go to Sabbath service.
这样好像很聪明啊，好像很安全啊。
This may seem to play it very safe, very smart.
中了魔鬼的诡计。
But you have fallen into the trap of
Satan. 所以讲得很清楚的。
The Lord Jesus was very clear.
天国是谁可以进去的呢？
Who can enter into the kingdom of heaven?
我们看马太福音十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
十二节。
Verse 12.
马太福音十一章十二节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 12.
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力的人，努力的人就能得着的。
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence take it by force.
这里说天国是很努力的人才可办法去进入的。
Here it says that you have to strive, you have to put effort in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
就挤进去的，不是走进去的。
You have to work your way into heaven. You don't walk into heaven.
这个夹缝啊，很窄啊，你本来是太壮了，但是为了要进去，你要 squeeze 啊，你要挤进去。
Just like when you are trying to go through a little gap, your body may be too big, but you need to squeeze through.
就是要改变自己。
Do you need to change yourself?
要努力。
You need to work for it.
那旷野路是很难走的。
Because the journey in the wilderness is very tough.
但是肯定是要走。
But you have to take it.
因为为了要得生命，你没有别的路了。
In order to receive life, there is no other way.
所以摩西说，我们一定要走很远的。
So Moses said, we have to go far.
那法老又说了。
Then Pharaoh said.
我们看出埃及记的第十章。
Let's refer to Exodus chapter 8. Chapter 10.
第八节。
Verse 8.
十章的八节。
Chapter 10 verse 8.
于是摩西亚伦被召回来见法老。法老对他们说，你们去侍奉耶和华你们的神。但那要去的是谁呢？第九节。
9.
摩西说，我们要和我们的老儿、少的儿子、女儿同去，且把羊群、牛群一同带去，因为我们务要向耶和华守节。法老就问摩西，那你要谁去？
So Pharaoh asked Moses, who will you bring to worship God?
那摩西就说了，每一个人都要去。
Moses said that everybody.
老的、嫩的、男的、女的。
Old, young, men, women.
那法老就听了就觉得不妙了。
So Pharaoh, when Pharaoh heard that, he thought that was not good.
那他就说了。
So he said,
第十节
verse 10,
法老对他们说，我容你们和你们的妇人孩子去的时候，耶和华与你们同在吧，你们要谨慎，因为有祸在你们眼前。第十一节
11,
不可都去，你们这壮年的去侍奉耶和华吧，因为这是你们所求的， 于是把他们从法老面前轰出去。法老又改变心意了。
So Pharaoh changed his mind again.
本来是说你们全部去就全部去。
Originally he said that okay, you can go.
后来又想不行。
But then he thought about it and said no.
你们全部去，那肯定不会回来。
That if you go, every one of you go, then you will not come back.
其实他们根本就没有想要回来嘛。
But in actual fact, they did not think about coming back.
但是摩西也没有直接讲。
But Moses did not say so directly.
但是法老也不笨。
But Pharaoh was not stupid.
你们一下子这样全部出去，肯定不会回来。
So he said that if you all of a sudden everybody leave, you will not come back.
现在说有一个方案。
So he said, here's another proposal.
你们这些壮丁去就好了。
Only the strong, the young men go.
太太、孩子留在这里。
Your wife, your children should stay here.
这个也是一个魔鬼啊，让我们妥协的一个方案。
This is again another.Way that the devil wants us to compromise.
你想想看
，think about it.
这些壮年男人如果出去了
，if all these men they go,
太太孩子留在埃及
，and their wives and children stay behind Egypt,
他们肯愿意出去吗
？Would they be willing to go?
就算出了去了，肯定也会没几天就赶回来。
Even if they go, they would not want to come back a few days later.
因为夫妻是一体的。
Because husband and wife, they are one.
爱你的配偶，你配偶在哪里，你的心是放不下的。
You love your spouse, so wherever your spouse is, your heart is.
成年人也最关心自己的儿女。
And adults care for their children.
所以儿女在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
So wherever your children are, your heart is also there.
所以如果你自己出去，但是你的太太、孩子没有出去。
So if you go out yourself, but your children and your wife do not go out.
这样你这条路走得很辛苦。
Then,It would be a very difficult journey for you.
可能也走得不远。
And it will also be a very short journey for you.
所以神的原则很清楚，就是全部都要出去。
So God's principle was clear. Everybody must go.
这个是不可以妥协的。
It cannot be compromised.
就是神希望我们的信仰是以家庭为单位。
So this is what God wants us, that our faith, the basic unit of our faith is a family.
一开始可能你自己先来。
In the beginning, perhaps you come to believe first.
但是后来你还是要努力的去把他们带在主里面。
But afterwards, you have to try hard to bring your family to believe in the Lord.
使徒行传他们传福音。
In the book of Acts, when they were preaching the gospel,
他们常常都以家庭为单位接受救恩的。
That we see very frequently, people receive salvation, as a unit of a family.
我们看使徒行传十六章。
Refer to Acts chapter 16.
三十一节。
16 verse 31.
使徒行传十六章三十一节。
Acts 16 verse 31.
他们说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.
这保罗传福音给信主的一句话。
This is Paul's preaching to the jailer.
当天晚上，保罗在监牢里面。
That night he was in prison.
他唱诗。
He was singing hymns.
结果地震
，and then all of a sudden there was earthquake.
监牢的门打开了。
The gates of prison was open.
哇，那个禁主看到这种情况。
And when the prison guard saw this,
他准备要自杀了。
He was about to kill himself.
因为他想这些囚犯肯定跑光。
Because he thought that all the prisoners must have escaped.
我不自杀，肯定也会改天也被人家砍头了。
If I don't kill myself, I will die for sure.
在最紧急的关头。
So at the most dangerous moment,
保罗告诉他。
Paul told him,
你不要害自己，我们都在这里。
Don't hurt yourself, we are here.
这句话何等安慰啊。
This is such a words of comfort.
但是他就问，禁主就问保罗，还有希拉。
And then the prison guard asked Paul and Silas,
怎么办呢？现在我要怎么做？
What should I do?
才能够得救。
What should I do to be saved?
保罗说，当信主耶稣。
Paul said that you have to believe in Jesus.
你和你的一家都要得救。
You and your household.
这是一句很重要的话。
This is a very important
statement. 救恩是神的应许。
The salvation is a promise of God.
是神要给你和你的全家的。
It's something God wants to give you and your household.
你一定要抓住这个应许。
You have to hold on to this promise.
不要觉得说，我自己一个信了就好了。哎呀，我配偶，我的孩子没有办法了。
Don't feel that it's okay that it's good enough that I believe in Jesus. I cannot do anything for my spouse or my children.
我们要常常为他们祷告。
But we have to pray for them often.
如果他们还没有信主的话
，If they have yet to believe in the Lord Jesus,
找机会传福音给他们。
We have to find opportunity to preach to them.
神是希望我们全家出埃及。
Because God wants us the whole family to leave Egypt.
如果你生了小孩子
Once you have children,
生了 baby 啊
，once you have baby
啊，生出来之后
，after they are born，
如果你有这个信心
，if you have faith，
要把他带领在主里面
，you should bring them to church，
要把他早点带在主里面受洗归主。
But you should bring the earlier the better. You should bring them to be baptized in the church.
现在有时候我会听到一些弟兄姐妹这样讲。
Right now, recently I would hear brothers and sisters said this.
等他长大了，自己选择了。
Let's wait a little bit. You know, let him grow up and he can make his own choice.
他也是 baby 而不会信。
He is just a baby. He doesn't believe in anything.
这个不是真理的想法。
But this is not according to the truth.
真理的想法是全家出埃及。
The thinking of the truth is that the whole family must leave Egypt.
全家过红海。
The whole family passed through the Red Sea.
全家要得救。
The whole family be saved.
罪要洗干净。
Sins has to be washed away.
耶稣什么时候来都不怕。
That so that we would not worry anytime the Lord Jesus wants to come.
然后再在主内培养他的信仰。
And in the Lord, we cultivate their faith.
你绝对不会说啊，移民加拿大，那我们两夫妻自己先移民，孩子先不理他，以后等他自己选择要不要来。
You would not when you come to Canada, you would not think that okay, just the two of us, the parents, we immigrate to Canada first, and when the children grow up, we'll let them decide to see whether they want to come.
肯定是有孩子，是全家一起移民出来的。
If you have children, the whole family will come.
好的东西你不会等他自己选择要还是不要。
When it is something good, you will not wait for your children to grow up and choose for themselves.
所以这个是全家得救的问题。
So this is a question of whether the whole family can be saved.
所以全家得救要从你自己开始。
So the salvation of the whole family starts from you.
自己来慕道。
You come to seek the truth. You come and believe in the Lord Jesus.
带你的孩子来信。
Then you bring your children to come.
回去传给你的父母信。
When you go back, you preach to your parents.
这个是不可以妥协的。
This is cannot be compromised.
能不能成功我们不知道。
We don't know whether we will be successful.
但是至少我们要努力的去做。
But we have to try.
这个就是神给我们的一个应许。
This is the promise God has given us.
布道会快到了。
Evangelical services is coming.
两个礼拜之后就是灵恩布道大会。
In 2 weeks' time, it will be our spiritual convocation evangelical service.
我们要迫切地为我们的未信的亲属来祷告。
So we have to earnestly pray for our unbelieving family members.
求神带领我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
所以法老虽然一直在希望神的百姓让步。
So even though Pharaoh wanted the people of God to compromise.
但是摩西亚伦非常的坚定。
But Moses and Aaron, they were very firm.
最后在神的大能之下
，at the end, under the power of God,
让步的只是法老了。
Only Pharaoh compromised.
以色列百姓叫很荣耀的，在神的安排之下出了埃及。
The Israelite people gloriously departed Egypt under the power of God.
展开了新的生活。
And they started a new life.
今天你有一个选择。
Today you have a choice.
你愿意在信仰上坚持自己的原则吗？
Are you willing to insist on your spiritual principles?
还是你一直推让，一直妥协？
Or do you keep on compromising?
我们尝试。
Let's sing him.
484首。
484.